Okay. So that's the vote. That's what we said last week, that the tefillah, Yakarit Boch, for a poor is ishtadlus. The person's learning and you tell him there's somebody sick, please call an ambulance. He tells you, I can't, I'm busy learning now. It's more schus. No, you pick up the phone and you phone an ambulance. So too, when a person's learning, if there's a sick person in the house, you start davening. You pick up your siddur, because that's called ishtadlus. That's the kiddush that he comes away with here. Not just in refuah. It's about everything. The correct natural ishtadlus to make is to daven. That's called ishtadlus. You make ishtadlus? Yeah, what did you do? A daven. That's not ishtadlus. That's zeruchni. No, that's ishtadlus. That's what Shmuel Avramsky told Winston Churchill. The Derech HaTeva, you'll win this war, is davening. That's called Derech HaTeva. Going to war with tanks and airplanes, that's a mess if you beat the Germans. It'll be a miracle. Davening, that's called Ishtadlus. That's called Derech HaTeva. We don't think like that of all. That's what Chazal teaches. Hashem is Bach Mashmeh Mekabal Tvila Subakashois. Vayim Lomashor Kiddushin Chavtesh Hakosev Degam Habo Al Yedei Tvila Einu Nikranes Ve'einu Menachem Ischoysov. That's another aspect. If this is true, what he's saying, which it is, and since tefillah is not called a nes, then it doesn't take away from your merits. If you daven and you get what you asked for, zelo maktine tasriot, it has a miracle done for him. Hashem has to do a miracle for him. So you've got to pay for that somewhere. That's got to come out of someone's bank account. But davening and getting what you need, that's not called nes, that's called teva. But came via tefillah. That's called Derech HaTeva. That's called Derech HaTeva. That's not called a Nes. Nifla, unbelievable. I'm still a little bit shook up from that one from last week. But anyway, we have to go weiter. In the last paragraph, well, if you're following, it'll be the last paragraph in Kriya. I'm not in a hurry to leave Kriya. I enjoyed Kriya so much. There's so much in this chapter. There's a Nifla. We do a Maashe Masaprim Chazal. In the Midrash in Esther, he says the Ein Sham Shemash Meshu Moshul, Avorachaim Hakadosh, Hilas Veschanan Mash Meshi Maisa. Okay, so the Orachaim Hakadosh says it's a Maisa from the Midrash. It seems it's a Moshul. You do whatever you want with this. Boisechet Shaholach Bederech Visayev Ubikim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chamor. The person was traveling, he was walking, he was going somewhere far. He was very tired, so he asked Hashem for a donkey. In the end, they gave him a donkey to carry on his back. It was a donkey of a Roman aristocrat, and he carried it on his back. He got a donkey. Given to Bikas Chamo, Velo Pirish Dvorov, Im Chamo Lirchoiv, or Laharkiv. He wanted for a donkey. He didn't say what he wanted the donkey for. So he got a donkey on his back. He wanted to be on the back of the donkey, but he should have said so. He didn't say. He just said, I want a donkey. Ah. But the more, because that tefillah was a story. Whether this is a marshal or whether this is a story, well, that was his tefillah, that's his reward. He wants to him for a donkey. You know? Come on. He asked for a donkey, you know, so you understand what he doesn't want to carry a donkey on his back. He's tired. He wants to ride a donkey. So why are you giving him a donkey on his back? Good catch, you know? There's another facet in this diamond called tefillah. Like we said, tefillah is mamish, natural, physical, ishtadlus, pshuta kamashmoy. The person has to be very careful what he asks for. One of my rabbi once said, you have to be very careful what you're asking for. Someone might be listening. You know? you have to be careful what you say. Sometimes in physical studies, you don't exactly know what you're doing. You don't know how to use this machine. It can become a mess. That's the best ishtadlus. Aval what? You have to be clearing LaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said right in the beginning of Kriya. Kriya is not just flinging out a tefillah. It's aimed and directed at somebody. And you have to be clear what you're asking for. Ishtadus tivis. Dumahile yaisim he called ishtadus acher. This is the best ishtadus you can make. Well, they amru. He doishecha la oilam lo yichsholu velo yikalmu lenetzach kol achoisim boch. Those that are looking for Hashem will never trip up. Lo yikalmu lenetzach kol achoisim boch, whoever relies on Hashem. So there's a lot of work to be done here. First of all, the work to know who we're talking to get the shame. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. It's got to be b'shem. You have to know who you're talking to. Second, you have to know clearly what you want. You have to be very clear about what you're asking for. Be careful not to ask for a donkey. You might end up walking around with a donkey on your back. Tov, it's a marshal, it's a maisel, umashaneh. Well, it's a mutzah haskil, the vort, the vort. We don't ask for things. We ask for things. I always tell, once again, I'm just sharing what I've heard, whatever. You're daven for a shidduch for a child. So the certain person you think you want them to marry. So you daven for that person. Not a good idea. Because you don't know what's good. Daven that your child should get a good shidduch. Marry Ben Torah, he should marry her, she should marry, he should marry her. Bas Yisrael, Yiruk Shemaim, Sadaf, okay. Well, don't say Pliny for Pliny, because who says Pliny for Pliny is the right person for you, and you may get Pliny, and then you really have messed up. How that happens and whatever, I'm not going to the whole subject. You can, Hashem will give you something that's wrong for you. I'll leave that to the philosophers. Well, you have to be very clear about what you dove. And I told the Meiser on yesterday, I told the Meiser, heard from Reb Noach Zatzal. He heard from Reb Chatzkel of Ramsky, he was once davening next to the Chofetz Chaim. And he heard the Chofetz Chaim in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei talking in Yiddish. Yiddish, going on and on. So davening in the Yiddish, davening in Yiddish. Afterwards, he went to the Chofetz Chaim. He said, what's going on here? He said, in each brocha that I'm asking for things, I'm explaining to Hashem what I need it for. I'm motivating it and explaining. I'm being mefaret. And the Chofetz Chaim is davening in the Shmoneh Esrei in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. He's asking for das. So explain to Hashem what he wants, what he's going to use it for, what kind of das he wants. I don't exactly know what he was doing. Well, that's what he said. And he said, why Yiddish? He said, because the mother tongue is the best. The mama loshon is the best. You have to, when you're speaking to Hashem, use a loshon that's close to your heart. So I'm sure the Chofetz Chaim's grasp on loshon HaKodesh and Yiddish was probably, he was a master of both those languages. But he felt that the mama loshon is the best. He spoke in Yiddish. That's what we're talking about here. You have to be very clear what you're davening for and who you're davening to. And that's called Ishtadlus Tevi. That's called natural Ishtadlus. Nifle v'noira. Okay. We have a new Ishtadlus that you can make. You're busy davening. What are you doing? And you Isaac be Ishtadlus. V'yikra b'shem Hashem. Called Ishtadlus. Natural Ishtadlus. No miracles, and it doesn't come out of your sriot when you get what you're davening for. Fantastic. Okay. Maze niful the nafal lifnei Hashem. Nepal, that's there's a country called Nepal, no? Nepal, that's to fall. Not in Nepal is to fall. So there's a tefillah called Nepal as well. To fall. Nafal lifnei Hashem. I fall in front of Hashem. Let's see what this is all about. Nibbulu Twila Doime, the Marshanema, Vatoisif Este Vatadavelifne Melech, Vatipolifne Raglav, Vatibech, Vatis Hananlo, Lavir es Ras Haman. We see in the Megillah there, we see what happened. Esther was Toisif Esther. She went at length about it. She spoke Vatadavelifne Melech, she spoke in front of the king. Vatopolifne Roglov, she fell at his feet. And she cried, and she was titchanen. There's the loshon eschanen, the loshon of tefillah that we spoke about earlier. Titchanen, to plead, to implore, whatever. I don't know how he translates that word. Lahavias ras Haman. To take away the evil of Haman. So there's a lot going on in this little, in what Esther did. She was pasiv, she was tadaber, she was nifol, and she was tabech veschanan. Five things she did. So let's see what he does with that. That's the unique kind of request of tefillah that includes in it such a hisbatlus, such a humbling of oneself that you fall in front of Hashem completely battle, completely nisbatel. You fall at someone's feet. That's this unbelievable sign of humbling oneself. Total achno, you just mavatl yourself completely. It's Tachanun as well. You fall down. You fall on your face. You fall on your face in front of Hashem. There's his butler's godel. V'yesh b'zeh tarti. There's two things going on here. One is that this is one of the unique ways of davening. You see what he means? This includes in it all the different types of tefillah that are dafki in this way. We'll have to see. I don't know what he means. We'll have to see. Every tefillah has to have inside of it, and again, I'm not sure of the degrees, I'm not sure of the shir I'm talking about. Is this just another kind of tefillah, or this is an integral part of all tefillah? Because that's what he seems to be saying. I'm not sure. Aval, every tefillah has to have in it some kind of hisbatlus and humbling yourself in front of Hashem. You come to Hashem to ask him for help in a certain situation, and you telling him what to do. You know, you're this big Balgaiv, and you're standing up there, and you're so there, for sure. That's every tefillah, you're standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's automatically supposed to feel a little bit humbled. Sometimes we get immobilized in tefillah. If you have a moment of realizing, rare moment like that, where you actually, when you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you actually realize who you're talking to, then you just can't have it anymore, because whom I understand, yeah, in the shmutz and the state I'm in, and I'm standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how can you talk to him? I go see a big God will be Israel. I remember once I went to Reb Steinberg. The first time I went to Reb Steinberg, I walked in there, I couldn't speak. There he was sitting there with his talus and his tefillin. It was the most scary thing I've ever seen. You get used to it after a while. He's the warmest, sweetest. It was unbelievable. About the first time I walked in there, I almost couldn't talk. I sort of mumbled out, "Can I have a broch?" And I left. I couldn't tell him what I came there for. Loyal home. But I used to go back afterwards. It was very, I got used to it. The first time you see him, it was like shocking, you know. It was a tiny little head, like drowning in tzitzis with a tefillin sticking on his head. It was just like, I was too much for me. I was like, couldn't. So now you're suddenly standing in front of a Kosh Baruch Hu. As what is every tefillah, which tefillah has to be avada, that you know who you're standing in front of. We saw that. That's an integral part of tefillah. You're talking to somebody. So avada, there's an inbuilt, his batlas should be an inbuilt in every tefillah. So let's see what's unique about this, the tefillah. Really, first, Haiti, the gam nietzsche, lilmoid, keitzad, he derech tefillah, nilmad zois, mihilchus, matnes, anim. The person wants to learn what the correct derech of tefillah is. You know where you go? You go to the halachas of Metodos Lanim. Okay, Makesha. The dova mistabahu shakorosh bochu oine le tefillah shel adam kafi halacha shetzarich kol echad lahanois lebakasha sa'oni. Says it's probable that a kodesh bochu answers the tefillah of a person according to the same halacha that a person needs to answer the bakash of an oni. A poor person comes to you. How do you deal with him? V'lei loshon Rambam b'hilchos matanos aniyim perek zayin. V'imashe chosa oni atam mitzuvah leten lo. What the oni is lacking, that's what you have to give him. Im ein lo ksoi smachas chinoi soi. He doesn't have clothes, you have to give him clothes. He doesn't have a fridge and a stove and a washing machine, you have to buy him. He doesn't have a wife, you have to help him find a shidduch. And if it's a woman, you have to find her husband. You have a person who was used to riding on a horse and had an eved running in front of his horse. What would that look like today? I don't know. He had a Mercedes. He had a Mercedes. As and then he lost all his money. Then you have to buy him a horse, and with an Ever who's going to run in front of the horse, you have to buy him a Mercedes. Someone asked me this child. I was in Canada. Somebody was helping a certain person who was a wealthy guy. Wasn't a big fear, but he was a rich guy and whatever, and he had a Mercedes and whatever. And I had a certain relative who was helping him financially, whatever. And he asked me, this halacha, I have to buy him a Mercedes? If I buy him a Mercedes, then I'll have to go looking for the doctor. And he's like, oh, my, I said. And we went into it. Lamaisa, it's a chiv on the tzibur. If a person can, for sure. If a person got the money and he can, then he has to. Then it's a tzibur. But very often people can't do that. If you would have to take care of all the poor people in Beit Shemesh, forget about Beit Shemesh, just in the neighborhood where you live. Okay? You can't. It's a loshach. Give everybody what he's used to and what he needs and whatever is loshach. So that's the chiv that's hal on the tzibur. And the tzibur has to take care of the person as much as we can. And we see that people make enormous efforts, all the fundraising drives and all the stockers, and to try and give people what they need. Well, that's how you have to deal with an oni. That's how you have to deal with an oni. You flip him a shekel and off you go. So, okay. Again, Hilchos Stocker, maybe sometimes we should actually learn that thing. But whatever. Anyway, you have to give him back what he's lacking. This guy got used to living in a certain way. You have to give him what he's used to. Remember, you have to make him rich. You just have to give him what he's lacking. It means what he's used to, what his needs are. Okay, so that's halacha. You can't send him away with nothing. You give him whatever you can. You give him something small. And he's going on the door. He knocks on the door. You know, he doesn't need a big thing, but you give him what you can. You don't let him go empty-handed. Give him something. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the halacha of how a person has to relate to the way he requests something from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We learn from the halachas of how a person has to relate to an oni knocking on his door. Okay, so let's see what he says with all of this. How much halachas we can learn in tefillah, we can learn from these halachas. If we want our tefillahs to be answered, which I think everybody does. The way that a rich person is merciful, gives to an oni. Very important, he says at this stage, and he hasn't spoken about this before in any real sense. I mean, in Kriya, we spoke about that you've got to aim the tefillah somewhere. But this, he says, requires kavanas halev, and not just saying the words. From the Rambam, there's two conditions in order for you to get what you're asking for. First, you have to be an oni that needs. If you've got a Mercedes parked in the backyard, why are you knocking on people's doors asking for tzedakah? I mean, for shteis, obviously you need it. If you don't need it, why are you walking around knocking on the door? You need it. Just 1 second. You have to give him what he needs. You don't have to give him more than what he needs. You have to give him what he needs. You have to mali chesroinoi. So first of all, he has to have a chesaron. You have to need something. When someone asks you a question, I don't answer questions unless I understand that the person wants to know the answer and he doesn't. Yeah? You're giving a shiur and somebody asks a question. Either he knows the answer already and he's just showing off, or he's not really interested in the answer. Most questions that people ask you, they're not really interested in the answer. He doesn't have a boy. Boy Rach Nachman. Rav Nachman had a need. He wanted to know what the answer to his question was. It goes as far as that. Person has a need. He's asking, I don't understand what Rashi wants. Can you please help me? With pleasure. But most people that ask you questions, where was God in the Holocaust? They're not really interested in the answer because it's not a question. He doesn't have a need. He's making a demand that if you don't answer his question, he doesn't have to keep Shabbos anymore. If you can't tell him where God was in the Holocaust, he doesn't have to keep Shabbos anymore. So those questions you can never answer. You can never fulfill that request because ain lot tzedek, he doesn't have a need. He's just making a demand. But if a person has a need, so then you can go to Kodesh Baruch Hu and ask him to fulfill your need. But if you don't have a need, what are you doing? I think that's pretty postured, yeah? וחיינו בתפילה. שתנאי הראשון הוא שיגש האדם לפני בוירה, אחר חבון האמיתיס, עד כמה חוסר לו הדובם שמבקש. First thing a person needs to realize is how much I'm lacking this thing I'm asking for. How serious is this lack? You just sort of like spill out some words. Please give me this and this. No, but you understand what you're lacking? Do you understand how serious the problem is? Do you understand what you really need? Something touches us very closely. It's not hard to get here. Person doesn't know he's going to pay the mortgage tomorrow. Person's got somebody in hospital, Khalila, that's very ill. You don't have to work very hard to daven, to work up, to understand what you need. So when you daven to Hashem, it's mamela you're going to do that. Yeah, you have an immediate crisis on your hands. So then, avada, it's built into the system. You're going to mitzadateva, you're going to daven. And you know what your need is. So fine. Aval kemashacha shal hatzlocha b'toyde v'yirush shamayim. Lo, ulabonov. Now you're not davening for how am I going to pay the mortgage this evening, this afternoon, or God forbid there's somebody on a, you know, tied to a machine and you're davening for them. Davening for Atzlochin Torah, you're davening for Yishamayim, for you, for your kids. As oitzemes atfila tolu im koev lo adova be'emes o magish chesroinoi. How much pain and how much are you feeling that lack? I don't always feel it sometimes. But one second, what do you like the Chofetz Chaim? He was busy explaining to Hashem, Lama ze kol kach chashuv lo, why is it so important? He's coming to ask for wealth and for extra things he wants. There we explained in Bitzur v'Shoa how important it is that a person needs to recognize what he's lacking and how serious it is that he's lacking that thing. That's also the yesod in this tefillah called nipul. You mamash put your mouth into the dirt. You fall on your face because of this lack that I have. Devastated. And you know that Hashem can help you. You see in the whole of Sefer Tehillim, you go through, your heart bleeds for David. He's mamish. He's finished. Gamal. The understanding of how low he was and how much he was lacking. Because he was so lacking, because he was so broken, Hashem, you have to help me. Look at my poverty and help me. You see, David HaMelech, he's falling apart. I don't think you would have noticed it from outside. David HaMelech was running a country. David was the king. He was the abbe. There was the god Lador. David HaMelech was looked very, very well put together. David HaMelech looked, when he walked in, David HaMelech wasn't the broken, a broken guy who needed who was on medication. But in the private reserve of his heart, in Sefer Tehillim, when he was reading with Hashem, was gegedet this tefillah called Nefillah, where you first of all, you recognize what your lack is, and you recognize how serious it is. And then you fall on your face from just being totally humbled by the fact that, I'm an oni v'koyev. I've finished. I don't know what to do. Help me, please. And then you go back to the Beis Midrash. Then you go back to the office. Then you go back to your house. And you do what you have to do. You don't walk around shattered and broken. But when you're busy with Hashem, with this getter of nipul, that's what it looks like. Like an oni knocking on your door. Like an oni knocking on the door. Again. It's hard for us to know how you do that and stay healthy and normal in Besimcha. It's always a challenge we have when we're dealing with these inyonim, charata, humbleness, shame. The previous generations are able to do that and stay normal. We're starting off so abnormal. We're starting off so miserable and depressed before we even start. But be careful how you do this. Well, the first takeaway from Yeri's is the person needs to recognize when he's asking for something, he needs to recognize why he needs it and what he wants it for and how serious it is that he doesn't have it. And then slowly, slowly start developing this attitude of nafila, of just falling on your face in front of Hashem. Okay, we'll see. It could be that tachanun, when we say tachanun is a good place to practice this, because that's when your mama actually physically, you know, you're forced to put your head down and just realize, look, I just done this one esrei. The question is, why do you say tachanun in the first place? You just finished one esrei. Now, what do you need tachanun for? Another Shmoneh Esrei. I just finished Shmoneh Esrei. I've asked for everything I could possibly need. While into Shmoneh Esrei is everything you could ever possibly need. So what's Tachanu now? So this may be, we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, this may be the Shmoneh Esrei is Veshana, and it's Veyikra, it's all the different types of Tefillah. But afterwards, you need this thing called Nefillah. Okay, we just started. I'm not sure where it's going. I'm not sure what to do with it. In the meantime, person needs to recognize how serious his problems are before you start knocking on someone's door to ask for tzedakah. A good night of Shabbos.
Okay. Shabbos.
Thank you. All the best.
Shabbos.